get the troops out so quickly. Let's go to a cell caller right now to talk with us. And you're next on KPAM 860.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, doing well tonight. Welcome in.
You know, I get a little tired of them reporting on the news. We've lost 4,000 people in Iraq. They keep excluding a whole bunch of other people. Like, how about the men and women that served proudly in Afghanistan that we've lost? How about the men and women that came home and then got killed by the silent killer of war called PTSD? And how about the others that died at home? So if you go to my list, IraqWarHeroes.org, you'll find over 4,500 names. You know what? I don't have them all yet. I wish I had them all because I want to honor one of these men and women that proudly serve our country.
Well, I don't disagree with you.
When they join, they don't pick the plate at the wars. They go and do as Uncle Sam asked them to do.
Well, I don't disagree with you there, but I would, I'd say we probably still don't know the full story of World War II and the amount of lives lost and the people affected by that particular war too. So this isn't anything really unusual, but this is the count that the media likes to use.
I agree.
You're right. I mean, we need to support these troops. You know, you've got a situation in Berkeley, California, which I guess shouldn't surprise anyone these days here on the left coast, but we got people who want to spit on the Marines, or they don't want the Marines within their city limits, or we can't have an ROTC chapter on a college campus because I oppose the war and such. Aren't you glad that we didn't have people like that around, say, during the Revolutionary War, or we didn't have too many of them around during World War One and Two, because this country would not have been able to maintain itself?
Some of us patriots probably would have shot them. It's a shame that all these protesters and noisemakers and anti-Americans have got all this energy to come out, and we don't have a bunch of people that can come out and be a patriot at least carry and fly a flag.
You are so right about that. And one of the things that's bothered me was, and I believe this happened in Vietnam, and I think it's happened today, and this is the fact that all of these protesters and all of the people who've been carping and complaining about the use of the military in this regard have been doing nothing more than aiding the enemy. And they have prolonged the conflict, and they probably have cost more lives. So when they give that count of American losses in Iraq, they ought to tag on how many of those were caused by the fact that we've had members of Congress who've been aiding the enemy.
Yeah, and the minute these people go overseas, they get into some kind of trouble, who are they calling? They're calling the U.S. Embassy, and then they're calling the U.S. military.
Well, not Ron. He thinks the folks in Iraq were doing just fine before we got there. Listen, thanks for your call. Good to hear from you this evening.
Mike.
You bet. Do you want to join in? Give me a call. The phone.